You're listening to New Tinea. Cathay flights cut estimated contrail warming 40% with eye-to-eye altitude changes. More than 80 Cathay Pacific flights following AI-generated altitude guidance produced an estimated 40% reduction in contrail warming impact, according to Google's satellite analysis. A larger Asia-Pacific trial is beginning, but the companies have not disclosed a controlled comparison, fuel penalty, or independent validation for the initial result. Cathay Pacific is expanding a live trial that uses Google's artificial intelligence forecasts to help pilots avoid the atmospheric pockets where long-lasting aircraft contrails form. More than 80 flights that followed the suggested routes achieved an estimated 40% reduction in contrail warming impact, according to satellite analysis reported by Google on September 7th. The 30-second summary.
What happened?
Cathay tested AI-generated contrail forecasts on more than 100 targeted flights, with over 80 following avoidance routes.
Why does it matter?
Small altitude changes could reduce a sizable non-CO2 source of aviation warming using aircraft already in service.
What is the catch?
The 40% figure is a company estimate, and the public report does not provide a controlled comparison, fuel impact, or independent validation. A climate intervention inside normal flight operations. Google's account of the trial says forecasts combine weather intelligence, satellite imagery, and AI predictions to identify cold, humid zones where persistent contrails are likely. Cathay sends updated guidance to pilots through in-flight Wi-Fi and its electronic flight folder. Flight crews can then make a small planned altitude change within normal safety and air traffic constraints to fly around a risky zone. The trial included the Hong Kong to Singapore corridor and ultra-long-haul flights lasting more than 16 hours. Google says interventions on that single corridor accounted for more than half of the estimated emissions reduction in the first phase. Key number, more than 80 flights followed avoidance routes, producing an estimated 40% reduction in contrail warming impact. Why avoiding a white line can matter. Contrails are ice crystal clouds created when hot aircraft exhaust enters sufficiently cold and humid air. Most disappear quickly, but some persist and spread, trapping more heat than they reflect. The U.S. Federal Aviation Administration says forecasting these ice supersaturated regions and balancing rerouting against safety and operational needs remain active research problems. The companies say persistent contrails may account for roughly one-third of aviation's total climate impact. Unlike replacing aircraft or producing new fuels, avoidance can be attempted with today's fleet. Earlier Google trials with American Airlines also found substantial reductions, although results varied with whether dispatchers and pilots actually followed the alternative plans. What the second phase must establish. The expanded trial will cover more Asian and Trans-Pacific routes and add contrails, org as a research partner. It should test whether the approach works across different weather systems, route lengths, and operational conditions, rather than only on a favorable corridor. A 2026 Nature Communications analysis concluded that targeted avoidance could offer a net climate benefit even with some extra fuel burn. That is modeled context, not proof of Cathay's operational result. Before we overstate the result, the 40% reduction is estimated from Google's satellite analysis, not a peer-reviewed independent evaluation of this trial. The public announcement does not disclose a randomized control group, uncertainty range, additional fuel use, or the number of flights that decline the suggested route. Reducing short-lived contrail warming does not eliminate the carbon dioxide released by aviation. The next test is repeatability. The decisive evidence will be a transparent second phase dataset showing how often forecasts are correct, how often crews can act on them, how much extra fuel is used, and whether independent researchers reproduce the warming estimate. Until then, The trial is a promising operational signal rather than proof that contrail avoidance is ready for fleet-wide deployment. Read the full article at newtechnia.com.